Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Conversations. I am your host, Fee, and I'm back with your fave, Erin.
Hi everyone.
Happy New Year, guys. What a year.
Girl, tell me about it.
And when I say what a year, I mean 2024, what mm-hmm. a year. But I'm excited to have Erin here. We did an episode for her podcast. Also, we started together last year and yeah. we're starting together this year.
We got to finish strong, girl.
We always have to do things right.
If our first episode was with one another, it's only but right if we continue the self-spoken tradition at this point.
It is a tradition until kingdom come now, from now
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where do I don't even know where to begin, because our episode is like almost like a continuation from your episode. We are touching on some things that we touched on yours. Yeah. And we were speaking on your episode.
Oh girl, we spoke
so much, but we didn't have the time to say everything. So I did kind of incorporate some of the things that we didn't speak about. So that's my main heading for today was I think yours was about what? Setting goals.
Yeah, it was about setting goals and then how to set New Year resolutions, but for God's results.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, I named mine, and it might be a little bit tricky, but I said mine is setting intentions, not resolutions.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
I love to play with words. If you don't know by now, I don't know where you've been. But I love
welcome.
You might as well subscribe now.
Exactly.
But I thought about how, because I don't know if I mentioned this on your episode, but I said that last year was my actual first time setting goals, officially, and I didn't know how to go about it. And all the times before that, I felt like setting goals just makes me so anxious, because when I don't achieve them, I become very, I don't want to use the D word, but I become very sad or hard on myself for the fact that I didn't achieve the things that I wanted to achieve. I still thought that it's important that we still figure out a way, like you mentioned on yours, we include Christ, but plan or set goals or intentions the way God wants for our lives, right? So how do we even begin to do that? Yeah. Or from your previous, from last year's, the way the year went, did you plan for things to happen that way?
Sure.
Or were they your goals? Or did most of the stuff just come out of nowhere? Or did you not have goals at all? How did last year look for you?
I think last year, it was definitely a thing that because I have this thing that I've been doing since 2019, that every new year, I spend praying into the new year. So how some people are New Year's party, yay, or whatever. I've been doing a thing that I would spend those few minutes going into the new year just praying.
Yeah.
And then just really asking God, Lord, what's happening? Lord, I pray for your blessing over the year. Lord, how are we gonna do this? So for last year, especially near the end of the year when I do my self-reflection, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did the year go? And then this new thing that I'm, what I did since then is I would ask God for a word or a theme for the year per se. And when I get that, I'm like, okay, cool. We're first going to test it. We're first going to be is it according to his word? Is it scripture that aligns with what he told me? Can I be sure that it is from him and not what I want for the year to be? And then I surrender that to him. And I'm like, Lord, however this looks in your eyes, I trust you with it. So I do that. And then from then on, I'm like, okay, practical goals. What is it? Do I want to focus on personal stuff this year? Do I want to focus on career stuff this year? So for 2024, it was mainly career things. Because I was like, Lord, I gotta make the bag. I gotta get a bag. the bag has to be made. And once again, just surrendering that with, like, to the Lord and being able to dream with him.
Sure.
Because I think, like, I'm a very big person on dreaming.
Yeah.
Because, hey, it's a lot happening in this big forehead of mine. And yeah, I think that's a big thing. It's just when you have the dream, to set the goals towards it.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes the best thing you can do is just do it. Instead of saying I'm going to do it, you just have to do it. Yeah.
For me, it's a bit interesting because I think in 2024, I did set goals. And again, I do think that there were some that I included Christ in and there were some that I did not include God in. And I just wrote a list of the things that I wanted. And I think sometimes we have that tendency of just listing things like we're writing Christmas a Christmas wish list.
G-Wagon by the 4th of May.
Exactly. But I think I've been challenged to kind of figure out a way to make sure that I don't include God in my plans, but I jump on God's plans for me and then set the goals. So I've been trying to think why we do certain things, especially in the faith. Like the biggest thing I've been asking myself is, why do we always do a prayer and fasting in the beginning of the year? Like different churches. Why is it that people do it? And I remember I was just asking God, what is the importance of it? Because I used to do it because everyone is doing it. And I believe in unity in the body of Christ. I think there's power in us being united.
Yeah, 100%.
But I think I didn't understand why or why it could be useful.
Yeah.
And then I remembered while I was, I fasted in October, I think it was, or beginning of November. I can't remember. And I remember God reminding me that through prayer and fasting, there's a lot of clarity that happens, right? And right now, prayer and fasting is not, when you fast, it's not only just like you fasting from food and all of that. Like things that are a distraction to you from being in the presence of the Lord, right? In that time, it's time where you intentionally spend time from God and you intentionally want to hear from God, right? Yeah. So while I was fasting, I was like, you know, this is really cool. I want to do this again in December, sometime where I do this in preparation for next year. And then during this time, I ask Christ what he wants to do through my life in 2025. So I think one of the most important things that I've realized is that whatever, if we want God to be part of the plan, I do think a good way to do that is just go through that prayer and fasting session. And I'm not saying it needs to be for 20 days or for 14 days or 21 days. It's something that you and God can discuss. Mm-hmm. But I do think that is one element that helps you make sure that God is agreeing or God is the one that is directing your path, right? But why do you think it's hard for people to keep? And again, I said setting intentions, not resolutions, because I think resolutions are easy to be like, these are my New Year's resolutions, right? But when you're setting goals or setting intentions, it means you have to have a strategic way on applying those or making moves for those goals to actually become successful. Sure. So why do you think we fail at achieving our goals?
I think sometimes it depends, like we achieve, we set goals with the end in mind instead of the next step.
Oh, the process. Mind.
Yeah. So definitely I can say 100% guilty of it. Where I'm like, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to do that by that time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, Erin, tomorrow is going to come. The day after tomorrow is going to come. You need to set your intentions for, like, till you get to that point of where you actually, like, achieve the thing. So I think, like, why we can easily miss those things is because we get in this whole thing about, I'm not being intentional about the smaller decisions. So I think that's a big thing that I've learned last year is I would be like, okay, by next week, I'm going to know all of my lines. And then next week comes around and I'm like,
oop, nothing.
Oop. Because it's not just a thing about knowing your lines per se.
Mm.
It's going through the emotional transitions to get into the mind of your character to like knock all of these things out of the park to understand where your storyline is going. So like in a different setup, it would be I'm studying for my exams coming up in, I don't know, a few months' time.
Mm-hmm.
And then exams, they come along and you're like, oh, wow, I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, I only, like, and then you get in this thing that I'm very, yo, girl, in high school, I would do these things quite bad now where I would just study to pass my test,
mm-hmm.
not to understand the concept.
Ooh.
So now if someone had to ask me,
yo, Aaron, forget.
What's the mitochondria? It's the powerhouse of the cell. That's all, that's all I can tell you. But anything else, I can be like, Tommy, I don't know. So I think when it comes to having a goal, you need to keep tomorrow in mind. You need to keep your next step in mind because you, like, you are walking towards your goal. You're not going to levitate and be like, whoop, I'm there. Yeah. And for you, girl?
I agree with what you're saying, right? Mm. But again, I'm also like a solution-based person. So yeah. Like for what you've said, and it's funny that you said exactly what I wanted to say, because I did write the solution to what you're saying. Like, we don't think about the everyday steps to, because when we have resolutions, we literally are saying what we want for at the end of 365 days.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, okay, but what are you doing every day towards that the 365th day? You know? So I always want to know what I can do. And it's something that my dad taught me. And he was like, I hear all these goals that you're coming up with, but what are you doing today to get closer to that, which is what you mentioned. But another thing that I was reminded of, I don't know if you took, did you take business studies after grade 10?
Girl, I have half a year of grade 11. So I had business in grade 10 and like,
half of it.
Yeah, half
of it. But I think you should know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I remembered something that we did in business studies. I hope you do too. But there was, I hope you do too.
Girl, me too.
The mitochondria situation. I hope it didn't apply in business studies. but I remembered there was a smarter goals approach. Smart goals approach.
Oh,
and I was
see.
Like, and sometimes we think that these things, we can't link them to Christ or whatever.
Yeah.
But like when I was prepping for this episode, I don't know, God just placed that in my heart. And I was like, what is it again? And then I went to Google and it's a goal. It's a five-step for like goal five plan. Steps, goal setting steps.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, English. Anyways, the S stands for specific, which means you make a specific goal and narrow for make your goal. Sorry, guys. Ooh, I'm reading. Make your goal specific and narrow for more effective planning.
Sure.
And then the M stands for measurable, which is make sure your goal and progress are measurable. So you need to measure your progress each and every day. That hence why I think in your episode I mentioned how I am like an obsessive planner. I would plan the month and then I would plan the week and then I would plan. So like, I'm not saying go to as much of detail as I
need
do.
To plan the next second.
Yes,
what am I gonna
I'm
do
not
in
saying
the next
that
second?
But I do think it's important to create those from the intentions that you've set for the year. You now set intentions for, okay, in 6 months, and then from 6 months to 3 months, you know, just like companies have those things where each quarter you need to check your progress on what you've done, how much closer are we to the target and stuff like that. So the A stands for achievable, and it says you need to make sure you can reasonably accomplish your goal within a certain time frame.
Sure.
So even the planning that you do, you need to make sure that, okay, cool, I want to achieve this, but is it possible for me to achieve it in 6 months realistically?
Sure.
And if it's not, then okay, let me push it to 8 months,
but
make it more realistic, right? And then the R is relevant, which is one that I didn't understand before in grade 10.
Sorry. What do you mean?
What's my business teacher's name? Miss Thrubel? Sorry.
Oh, my word. Side tangent. Like, the my business teacher in grade 10, he literally...
he what?
Like, he would, like... He was one of those kind of teachers that, like, you kind of, like, write what he reads.
Uh-huh.
So, there would be a lot of times where I would just be like, I don't know what he said.
But I'm a writer.
But I'm writing. I'm writing. And then it's like, okay, did you guys get it? And I'm like, Tommy, I didn't get anything. But yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And then the R is your goal. Relevant. And your goal should align with your values and long-term objectives. And then T is for time-based. So set realistic but ambitious end date to clarify tasks, prioritization, and increase motivation. So I think there's so many things that I learned in business that I've realized that I can actually apply in my everyday life.
Yeah.
In terms of how I set goals and how do I ensure that those goals actually become successful. I think now I'm trying to be more equipped for and intentional in the goals that I set and not just list things and resolutions. And the other day you were asking me,
I ask you a lot of things. Yeah. I realize if there's one thing about Erin Patience, I'm going to ask myself a question.
When was it? Last year, in November, we went to do the outreach situation. Right? And then Erin was asking me, if you guys don't know, I'm a gym girly. Like, you're going to catch me in the gym 6 out of 7 times a week. Like, I love being in the gym. But Erin was like, I want to start working out. Do you have any advice? And I was like, on what? Right? And then she told me her goals and what she wants to achieve. Yeah. And cool. And she asked me how many times a week I'm in the gym. And I was like, 6 days a week. And I could tell she was like, oh my gosh, I need to be in the gym 6 days a week? And I remember saying, you know what? We need to be realistic.
Yeah.
Like, for someone who didn't work out before, for you to be in the gym 6 times a week is crazy insane.
Oh, man.
It's crazy insane.
5 hours, 6 times a week.
Exactly. Like,
all year round.
So I suggested, I think, which is something also that helps with getting closer to stepping towards achieving the goal, is not even baby steps, but taking small steps towards the big picture.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.